We are in Yud Zayin Amid Beis, and the Gemara had just said the Rav Huna, in his contrast of Nazir and Shua, learns Nazir is Chal when you add a day. He said, Hareini Nazir Hayayim Hayayini Nazir L'macher. Since it's Chal on day 31, and there's no Nazir is less than 30 days, so it becomes from 31 to 60. Whereas by Shua, the analogous case is he said Shua Shloichu Teinim, and then Shua Shloichu Teinim V'anavim. So since the Shua can't work on Teinim, it can't work on Anavim either. And therefore, that's the analogous case of the difference between the Dorim and Shua. That's how Rav Huna explained the Mishnah. We are going to start again from about halfway down the page. V'amar Rabba. It's hard to count the lines, but it's about halfway down the page. Frank the Gemara V'amar Rabba. Now, in this Gemara, there are two Girsas. The Girsa we have, and the Rush offers a different Girsa. So since we learned the Rush, he brings two Girsas. We're going to learn his Girsa first. I hate to do this, but he does it that way. And then come back and learn our Girsa. They both end up the same thing. That when a guy makes a Shua, Shloichu Teinim, and then he makes a Shua, Shloichu Teinim V'anavim, since it's Chal on Teinim. The opposite of what Rav Huna said. Now the Gemara assumes that Rav Huna agrees to that. And therefore his answer has just fallen to the wayside. The way we answered him doesn't work if Rabba is right. Because in the very exact case, Rabba said that it does work. And Rav Huna, the way we learned Rav Huna, saying Teinim and then saying Teinim V'anavim, doesn't work. That's what the Gemara's Kach is going to be, regardless of which Girsa we have. But the way the Rush is Gairis, it leads like this. V'amar Rabba, Shua Shloichu Teinim V'chazer V'amar, Shua Shloichu V'anavim. The guy swore he won't eat Teinim. And then he swore that he won't eat Teinim and Anavim. Right. So, trying to find, my print. Everything is in the wrong page. Not everything, but a lot of things. Right. So, the Girsa the Rush had is Migu the Chayla Shua Anavim Chayla Nami Ateinim. That the Gemara explicitly states. Since it's Chal on the Anavim, it's Chal on the Teinim, which is 180 degrees opposite what we just said Rav Huna holds. That means nothing to do with Hifrish Karpin. Leave Hifrish Karpin. The first gears of the Rush is like this. V'am Rabba, Shvur Shloichu Teinim, V'chazam Shvur Shloichu Teinim V'anavim, Migu the Chal Anavim, Chal Anami Ateinim. Since the Shvur works on Anavim, it works on Teinim, which is exactly opposite of what we said in Rav Huna. That is the first Girsa the Rush has. And on that, the Gemara answers, we skip. We skip to the words, Migu Nechal Shua, Rav Chal Nami Ateinim. Rav Huna lets you make a Rabba. So Machlaik is Rav Huna and Rabba. Rav Huna holds, since it's not Chal on Teinim, it's not Chal on Anavim. And Rav Abba holds, since it is Chal on Anavim, it is Chal on Teinim. That is the first Girsa of the Rush. The second Girsa of the Rush is the Girsa we have in our Gemara. So I'll read it inside. V'am Rabba, Shua Shloichu Teinim V'chazam Shua Shloichu Teinim V'anavim. V'yachu Teinim, V'hifrish Karbon. He ate Teinim, and then he separated the Karbon. That splits the eating of the Teinim and his next eating, V'chazam V'anavim, V'anavim Chatzishir, because he never swore not to eat grapes by themselves. He swore not to eat figs and grapes. And the figs, he already separated by separating the Karbon. V'yachu Karbon Chatzishir, which tells us that the Shua is Chal. So the result is the exact same as the other Girsa. Rabbi is saying that since it works on Anavim, it works on Teinim. Alma, Hechid HaMeshua Shloichu Teinim, because HaMeshua Shloichu Teinim Anavim, Migad HaChal Shua Anavim, Chal Anavim Anavim. The result is the exact fire. Rabbi is saying that since it works on the Anavim, it works on the Teinim. One Girsa says he says it explicitly, and one Girsa says he says that if you ate Teinim and separated the Karbon, now Anavim is half. Believe Anavim is half. It wasn't Chal. Teretz is it was Chal. That's what we're saying. Just a different way of coming to the same conclusion. And the Gemara's answer is, Rabba holds that way, and Rav Huna disagrees. He holds, since it's not Chal on Teinim, it's not Chal on Anavim.
Probably the first Girsa, it's nothing to do with Korban, separating Korban?
No, it just, Rabba said, it's Shvu, it's Chal. We don't have to figure it out. in the second year, so we're figuring it out by the fact that he said, Anovim is a chatzi shir. Why is Anovim anything? It was never chal. Since it was chal. But the way he expressed it was by saying, Anovim is a chatzi shir. It's just how did Rabbi express it? Did he express it explicitly that it's chal? Or for the fact that he said, it's a chatzi shir, that tells us it was chal. It's not a question of what he's saying. The result is the exact same. How do I know Rabbi said that the Shua is Chal on Anovim? According to Argyos in the Gemara, he never said it. He said, if you eat Anovim, it's Chatzis Shir, therefore you don't bring a carbon. Why would you bring a carbon? The Shua must be Chal. Again, how do we know that Rabbi holds the Shua is Chal? He never said it explicitly, according to our Gemara.
Where did this word say? He's saying Niku also? I mean, Niku, the
Chal? But yet, let's go through the case. A guy ate Tainim, then he separated the carbon, and then he ate another. So Rabbi says he doesn't bring a carbon and another. Why not? Because it's a Chatzis year. Because he was supposed, he's only able to eat another with Tainim. And he separated the Tainim by separating a carbon. Now, why would he bring a carbon and another?
On half of the...
It's a chatzis shir. Teretz is, since it's chal on Anovim, it's chal on Tainim.
The shvuah itself, without the punishment, saying the shvuah itself, it's either all or none?
Correct. Because that's what he said, Tainim and Anovim. Now, the question is, how did he express it? Did he express it by saying those words clearly? Migu zechala anavim chala tainim? Or did he express it by telling us the case of carbon and we say, oh, he must hold the chal, because if not, he wouldn't be talking chatzis shir. It's the exact same thing, two girsas in how he said it. And the Gemara's answer is, Rav Huna and Rabbi don't disagree, and let's read the Rush inside. Zuck to Rush. Where am I up to? Vama Rava. The righteous guy is Rava. Shuos Leichel Tainim because I'm a Shuos Leichel Tainim by Rava. Now the first gear says, Migu the Chayla Shua Rava, Chayla Nami Atainim. Explicit. Tach Suva HaGirsa B'mitzah Svarim. Like the Rush, that's the Girsa in some Svarim. The Girsa B'shutahi. This is a simple Girsa. It's right to the point. It expresses it very clearly. The is Svarim the Garsi, that's the Girsa that exists in the third parak of Shuas. The Shabbat Daik Mina, time of the Hivish Karbon, that the Chalke Afrosha may not kill the Tainim, but kill the Son of them. It's because he separated the carbon, he divided between the eating of the figs and the eating of the grapes, like it's Tarvi Yachad, Lavra, Shua, Shnia. And they don't join together to be over in the second Shua. Hala Hivish Karbon, Mechaim Shnayim. Achat HaShua Rishayna, Vachat HaShua Shnia. So the Rush explains the second Girsa. He says the reason there's a second Girsa is because that's what the Gemara says in the second Shulas. So why not have the same Gemara in both? Miyo, Dr. Rush, Girsa Rishayna Nami Yeshna Bahu Perka. The first Girsa is also quoted in that Perik. So either Girsa has a backup in the Gemara in Shulas. Amar Rabba, Lamanda Isra Isra Kailu. Kailu means that the second Shulas is more inclusive than the first Shulas. And that Mandiyama holds that if you swear the second one more inclusive than the first one, it's chal even on over the first one, which Rabbi says. Since it's chal on grapes, it's chal on figs, because the second shua is more inclusive. So the Rush is saying, the reason the second Girsa exists is because that's the Gemara in Shuas. But the first Girsa is also Gemara in Shuas, not exactly on Rav Huna, but also quoted. So either Girsa fits. This is a Rush that just discusses different ways of getting to the point. There's no halachic nafkamina, whether you gyrus one way or gyrus the other way. The only difference is, how are we proving that Rabbi disagrees with Rav Huna? A doctor's been waiting for about 5 minutes, yes.
As far as, there's another way of looking at this. Well, it's examination of the language. As Feitel can tell you, that in will, the Oxford comma and conjunction can be interpreted both as a separation and as a combination, and can lead to litigation. And I can come up with some other ones, but does anyone look at the above as to whether or not it's separated?
No. Not that I know of, not in this one, Sacramento. Everyone, you have a question?
Aren't your that we have with him, Corbin, is considered the first Gerson?
It's the second Gerson to Rush.
Well, it's the second Gerson.
Right. The Rush had other Svarim, have a different Gerson.
Well, the Rush and Tavis have the first. I mean,
what's bothering you?
They're both in truth. Both these gears are in Shuras, right?
In different places. One is, the second gears is the one where the Gemara directly talks to Rabbi and Ravuna. And there it quotes the second gears. That's why Gura said many Svarim have the second gears, because it copies the Gemara in Shuras. However, in a different place in Masechta Shuras, it quotes the first gears. So, quoting the first gears is not wrong, Zertarash, because it does exist under Rabbi's name in Shuas. So the Rush is trying to say, take either one and run with it. They're both based on Gemara's and Masechta Shuas. One is directly a copy of this Gemara, therefore makes sense the second Gersa, because that's what the Gemara in Shuas says. And one is on a different Gemara in Shuas, and we're bringing it over here, which makes sense. So pick your Gersa. It makes no difference, the Rush is saying. He was just trying to explain why some people favor the second Gersa, because that was what the Gemara in Shuas said on this very thing.
Yeah.
Okay. Again, the Rush brings both, and he's satisfied. So why am I going to disagree with the Rush? Yes.
Just to be clear, according to the Gersa that he was Mafresh Korban for the first, were both Shuas said before anything?
Correct.
And then he was over and brought Hefresh Korban. And then now the second shul will be...
It was chal before.
I'm saying it'll be effective.
It was effective before.
Right.
According to the second Gersa, and according to the first Gersa, the guy who would eat figs and grapes, he would have to bring a carbon for the first one and a carbon for the second one.
Without a precious carbon, then he just brings one because he did both Dana and with Ezra.
No, he would do both.
He would do both anyway?
He was either the first shul, and he was either the second shul.
It's just an addition to show you how it's possible.
He brings two korbanos. The reason in this case he doesn't is because he separated a carbon. So he never violated the second shua. He never ate figs and grapes. Because the figs were separated by that precious carbon. If the guy would eat figs and grapes without separating any korbanos in between, according to Rabbah, he would bring two korbanos.
Huna.
Like Huna, he would never bring a carbon on the second one because it never worked. We're proving that Rabba holds it does work. So I'm thinking my right to Mesve. Again, we're asking Akasha on Rav Huna. Mishin Nazar Shtei Naziris. A guy, this is a very interesting halacha. A guy made two Nazirisim. Now, the Brisa does not explain how he did the two Nazirisim. Just said he had two Naziris. And he had to do 30 days and another 30 days. According to Rav Huna, that would only work if he says Nazar Hayom and Nazar L'machar. And according to Shmuel, it would work even if he said Areni Nazar Hayom, Areni Nazar Hayom. We had that yesterday. And Hifrish Karban, Monetary Shaina, he counted the first 30 days. Hifrish carbon, he was mafresh a carbon, benishal Allah. Then he went to Bez and he said, I would like to remove my Naziris. He's finished it already. He did the 30 days, the kabbalas are good to go, and he says to Bez, he goes to Bez, don't ask me why he's doing it, I have no idea. He goes to Bez and he says to Bez, I want to be mater, the netter of the Naziris that I took on. And Bez says, Mutalach, Mutalach, Mutalach. So the Braisa also is near Berishayna. He doesn't have to keep a second one, because the one he kept can count for the second one. He removed his first obligation. That means his last 30 days did not work for the first one, because remember, Hataras Nedarim is retroactive. Hataras Nedarim is retroactive. So he never had a first Naziris, because he removed it. So now this counts as the second Naziris. The very 30 days that he counted for no first Naziris now becomes the second Naziris. That's what the Braisa says. Even though he separated the Kabbalists already. And he finished counting.
Rabbi, did you say his carbona, the carbon counts for the first, for the second one?
He didn't bring, okay. So that's the Machlokes Rishonim. The Gemara said a case that he separated. It doesn't say he brought them.
What I'm wondering is, doesn't the carbon require a specific kavana for one thing or another? It can't be both?
Again, it's not for both. The question is, do you have to have an intention for one Naziris, first Naziris?
Yeah, I misspoke. I didn't mean
again,
for both.
Again, I agree. This is the question, but that's not the case of the Gemara. The case of the Gemara, okay. He never brought the carbon yet. It's still sitting here.
Okay.
And now it can count towards the second Naziris. And he's finished his Naziris. That's what the Braisa says. Now, this works
But I'm sorry, Rabbi, but even if he didn't bring it, if he selected it, doesn't the selection count as a specific carbon that has to relate to a specific Naziris?
It has to relate to Naziris. It doesn't have to relate to a specific. It
doesn't have to be specific. Okay, all right.
Now, he can't use these carbonas for another Aveira that he did. Or for an Aveira, because he separated four Naziris. But I don't care whether he separated for one Naziris and the other Naziris, as long as it's in the Naziris family.
Okay.
Yes.
So someone else can use this carbon?
No. Pash does not. The sugya does how you transfer it, good, but not now, no. No. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Now. That's it. I said it's a sugya. I mean, I get it. We're not learning shas in one sitting. Where nothing to do with this Gemara. There's no son and there's no father here.
I'm aware, but I'm just saying it is.
I get all that. I'm not going to agree or disagree because it's a whole sugya there. It's about like I'm not getting there. We're not learning shots in one sitting.
Is there a myla in doing retro versus future? Could he have easily been mocked to the second as yours before he?
It can't be mocked to the second as yours. It didn't start yet. Theoretically, he could. Yeah, he could. But that's not what happened. We're giving you a case. We're not telling the guy what to do. He didn't come and ask me advice. He did.
I guess.
I started off saying that I'm not putting myself into his mind. Why he's doing this? He should see a psychologist. I don't know. But that's not my point. We're dealing with a case, not with advice.
Max,
that's
far I can think of it. But as he starts, it's not going to work for him. That's where he wants to be Master Retro. But maybe in the future, they won't be. It's not so easy to Master.
Again, he finished his 30 days.
Did it.
Now, and he doesn't have to count the second one. This counted as the second one. The Rush says, even if he brought his Karbanas, he can still be Master it. And count the Karbanas towards the second one. That's a much bigger Kiddush. The Gemara doesn't say that. And if we weren't learning it was the Rosh, I wouldn't even have mentioned it. I can't avoid it. The Rosh says it.
He brought the Karban already, and then he was mounted.
That's what the Rosh says.
I understand the words, but
he went to bed, and he said, I'd like to remove my first Naziris. And they said, okay, we'll remove it. That's what the Rush adds. The Gemara doesn't say that case. You can learn the Gemara without mentioning that. He separated it.
I thought Rebbe told Harvey that you have to have Kavana for which one?
I didn't say that. I said it's questionable.
Is it questionable?
I said to my likeness. The Rush adds that. Again, so let's read the Gemara. Misha understand the serious monastery shine of Hibbert's carbon. Let's stick to the Gemara's case. He separated the carbon, he didn't bring it yet. Also now, our problem is as follows. This works well, we said I'm ready Nazir Hayyim. Both Naziris and were said Hayyim. So you remove the first one, the second one kicked in the first day. But if you say I'm ready Nazir Lamachar, he needs an extra day. Because I'm ready Nazir Lamachar went for 30 to the 31st day. So how can that count for the first Naziris? First Naziris started on Aleph Cheshvan. The second Naziris started on Beis Cheshvan. So how can Aleph Cheshvan for 30 days cover the second Naziris, which started a day later and went a day longer? It's not the same days. Let me explain it again. A guy says he's a Nazir Chodesh Cheshvan and a Nazir Chodesh Kislev. And now he's matur the Naziris of Chodesh Cheshvan after he finished. Can the one of Kislev transfer to Cheshvan? That wasn't what he said. He said Cheshvan, he said Kislev. Big slide if he said, Haredi Nazir Hayayim, both would start the same day. But the halacha is, you can't do two Naziris at one time. So it moves over to the next 30 days. If you remove the first one, it moves back to these 30 days. Because that's when you wanted to start it. If you said I'm ready Nazir Lamachar, you didn't start the same day. The second Naziris can't start Aleph Cheshvan. You didn't say the second Naziris for Aleph Cheshvan. You said Lamachar. That's like moving Kislev to Cheshvan. You can't do that.
So let it just slide one day. In other words, 29, and then just wait one more day to bring tomorrow. Bring the
again, but that's not what it. Let's read what the Brisa said.
Bring out that very day.
It said this one counts as the second one. You want to write an own Brisa and fit it in? That's wonderful, but that's not what it said.
The question could be just one more day, not 30 more. Days.
Again, the Brisa didn't discuss what would happen. I'm ready Nazir Lamachar. The Brisa doesn't even discuss what he said. The Brisa just says the second one slides into the first one. Doesn't mention an extra day. Doesn't mention anything. Mishnah Azar Shain Naziris Manasri Shain of Hibish Karma Benishalala. Also a Shnebir Shain. Hechidami. Elay Madama Hirani Nazar Hayayim Hirani Nazar Lamachar. Am I also a Shnebir Shain? How can it count for the second one? Hechidayim Yisera. And the Brisa doesn't say you have to go one more day. Then you can tell me it slides back in.
Why was
Mafish
on day one?
Makes no difference.
If you did on day two, then it makes a difference.
No. Why should that make a difference? He did it on day 30. I don't care when he was Mafish
the carbon.
After he was Mafish the carbon.
So he didn't say which one.
Hold a second. When a guy says, according to Shmuel, when is he a Nazir? Two times. He wanted to, that's not true. One starting today, and one starting on day 31. Day 30, really. Day 31.
When it says, this song. There's no Mocha here.
Yeah, the Brisa didn't say anything. The Brisa said he had two Naziritsin. The Brisa didn't say how he had the two Naziritsin. Let's go back. What is the words of the Brisa?
Same day.
No, it does not say that. Me should not sustain Naziris. The Brisa doesn't say how he did it. And the Brisa says they both work. Not at the same time. But if you remove the first, the second slides back. We're trying to figure out in what case can that be. That the second slides into the first.
Okay. That's only when he does two in one day.
Right, because you can't go back if you didn't start the second one the same day.
said Tishrei, and then he said Adar. It's the 30 days here and 30 days in Adar. Is that a one-timer? Did it slide over?
No!
That's the price that was not included. That. Maybe
the price that didn't say how we did it.
But maybe it...
You can't slide Adar into Tishrei. I know Yom Kippurim. I know Yom Kippur is like Purim. There's a shaykh between Yom Kippur and Purim. I know that. There's nothing to do with the Naziris.
Once we're sliding, what's this? I mean,
no,
how do we know that? How do we know that we did that?
Again.
There's a raya.
Let me try to explain. The Naziris of Adar cannot kick in Aleph Tishrei. That's what it says. A guy who says, on Aleph Tishrei, I'll be a Nazir and Adar. And every 30 days, he didn't drink wine. And then he says, oh, I'll count the other one now. No, you can't. You were Makabo for Aleph Adar. But if he said, I really Nazir, I am, I really Nazir, I am, he wanted to do two in Tishrei, which he can't do. So it moved over to Cheshvan. So now he can move back to Tishrei when he wanted it to happen. But if you say, I'm reading Nazar Ayam, I'm reading Nazar Lamachar, you weren't doing two in Tishrei. You were doing one in the Tishrei and one starting in Tishrei and ending in Cheshvan. Yes?
Let me just flip for Moshe's excellent question and also an excellent answer. But can one, if one says Ayam Ayam, and when one reaches the 30th day and one is sick and tired of being another, can he slide it from Tishrei, slide the next one from Tishrei to Kislev?
No.
Why not?
Because by saying Ayam, he wants it as soon as he can have it.
But I hear your answer. Yeah,
that's what I mean.
Well, no, it's making an assumption. That's what I was saying.
Again, I don't know your language, but the guy says, "I already answer Hayyim." When does he want to start it?
The day.
No, Hayyim means today. Hayyim, Yom Sheni B'Shabbos, does not mean the day. It means today is Yom Sheni B'Shabbos.
And that was, no, I'm just lousy at Hebrew, Aramaic.
No, I'm just saying, Hayyim means today.
No, that explains the answer.
Right, Mashiach said, Hayyim in Bekailet Shmo. They asked Mashiach when he's coming to my Sanhedrin, he said, today. Today? He said, today, that when you listen to me. But usually Hayyim means today.
How have I should just listen
to it today?
Is Hibrish Korban
important in this case?
Even, no, it's even of Hibrish Korban. That's the finish. Even if you finished and you already have the kabbalas ready to go, you would think it's too late to remove it now. You can still remove it. That's the chiddush of this brisa.
It's
going to
help the second zeros, right?
Even if he removed it, he separated the kabbalas, he can still remove one and two slides in.
Right, and two slides in, and will this Ifrish Korban help for two?
Why not? Now, let's see the rush. Zuck the rush.
I'm sorry.
Martin
Nether
on
day 35?
Well, be ready for... Yeah, I mean, interesting point, yes. I don't see why not. Well, it depends on the rush. Again, the Gemara says a case that he didn't bring the Karbanos yet.
Right.
So he brings the Karbanos on day 31.
That's after the first zero.
So 35 is 4 days later. Did he bring the Karbanos?
Not yet. He's going to do it on 35 when after he matches it. He'll save that.
Supposed to meet the Kabbalahs on day 31.
And if you're late?
You're late.
But still
good. Yeah, okay. You can do it on 35 also.
Okay.
Dr. Ash, also it's near Berishayna. Pishachok ha-maich ha-enemi karay. Hilkach, oik azulei nidra ha-kama, v'chayla niziras shnia.
I'm sorry, I think there was Rash beforehand. All the way. The Ifrishalah Korban, the Nishalah. The Maskinim Beper Gimel Deshuos. Now here comes the right, I didn't add it yet. Bafilu Gilach, the Ifrish Korban, even if he already cut off his hair, which is something done at the end of the Naziris, and he separated Korban, Matzili Shulei, he can still remove the first Naziris. Iki Yami and Sarah. The Lishna, the also Lishniya Mashma, the Nifta Lagami, Minizirishniya. The Mashma is totally butter. Also Lishniya Mirishina. The Fichach, Fishachachachum, Iker and Nether. Mikarai. Hukuk Azalei Nidrakama, the Kailin is Irishniya. But the Minyan Rishon also in the Zirishniya. It counts for both.
You don't say Hikriv.
It's, I know. That's the difference. That if your guy was Hikriv carbon, that's saying you can even be moderate after you bring the carbon. If your guy was like I have without the Tiyunim, the Hifrish carbon, that's saying only if you separated it, not if you brought it. That's why I mentioned that it's a Shaila. Seems I have, when I prepare at home, I use the Masifta. And Masifta, it says Hikriv. I was looking for the word Ikriv here. It's not here. I know. It's a regular. The Tzunim was a Yisvahadra Kiddush. And for the Gemara. Uchuk to Ravuna. So we have a Kash on Ravuna. And for the Gemara. Light. Le'aylam Hareni Nazir. Le'ayim Hareni Nazir. Bach says. Le'machar. Umay also lay. Le'bar Mahu Yaymi Yisera. You're right. You have to keep day 31, which was Baruch Maisha was saying in the beginning. When it said that the second one slides into the first one, it means plus one extra day that you have to add. Inami, don't you kibbu shtei naziris b'basacha. He said he wants to accept two nazirisim. He didn't say hayayim hayayim. He didn't say hayayim l'machar. He said, I want two nazirisim. At the same time. If he said Hayayim, Hayayim, Ravuna says it can't work. Because he already said Hayayim, you can't have Hayayim go over Hayayim. But if he says two at the same time, so what happens is two separate Nazirisin are found at the same time. And therefore the second one can slide into the first one. Even according to Ravuna. No, because it's not kicking in. It can't be two Nazirisin at one time. Everybody agrees to that. You can't violate both the Zirisin at one time. It has to be subsequent to each other.
So what is he doing? What's he gaining?
Again, let's go back. He's gaining language. Ravuna had a problem. How do you have that the two Zirisin want to start at the same time? So going to him, he said, Hareini Nazir Hayayim, Hareini Nazir Hayayim. Only one starts. The other one doesn't work, period. But if you say, I'm doing two, you can't say only one starts. Which one? He said two at the same time. So what happens is, he has to keep two sets of Naziris. Ravuna would agree, in that case, that it works. Even though by Hayayim, Hayayim, he holds it doesn't work. But when he says two at one time, it works.
So if he says two at one time, he has to keep 60?
30, and then 30. Like Shmuel would say, Bahayayim, Bahayayim. Because once he said Hayayim, there's no room for a second Hayayim, Ravuna says. It's already there. Mashayim came by two at the same time, they both kick in simultaneously. So therefore, he goes, hey, let's read the Rosh first. Dr. Rosh can skip all of Beis Naziris and Basachas. He got my Amar ready, I like Beis Naziris. He said, I want to do two Naziris. Ayda Amar, and this is the Rush be saying, Hareini Nazir, Hareini Nazir, Maichu. The guy said, the way the Machrenim explained it, he said, I'm a Nazir if I eat, I'm a Nazir if I eat. If I eat, I want to be a Nazir. If I eat, I want to be a Nazir. So now, if he eats, two Naziris and kick in at the same time. Because he said if he eats, he wants to be a Nazir. It didn't kick in yet. And he said if he eats, he wants to be a Nazir again. So now when he eats, both are chal. It's like saying, I want two at the same time. Both are chal at the same time. What's your problem?
Language.
Language?
Yeah. Let's go back. Why does Hayayim Hayayim not work at Gwen Kavuna?
No place for it to come in.
Why? Because one is there already.
Why are you picking this more than that?
Again, let's try it again. Why does Ravuna say Hayayim Hayayim doesn't work?
You want me to say what Rebbe said? What I said?
Whatever you want to say. Tell me why Hayayim Hayayim doesn't work.
Which Which one should I pick?
What do you mean? You said I already know Zerah Yayim, but worked immediately. No question which one you should pick. You picked one. You said I already know Zerah Yayim.
No place for the same one to come.
Because the first one's there already. But what if he says, there's nothing there now, but I want two?
No,
Ray does it in Ochel. Right, and Ray does it in Michael. So nothing kicked in yet, because he didn't eat. There's no Naziris.
Okay, and when he eats?
Both kick in simultaneously. Because he said, two Naziris and if I eat. Now, look is sequential, but the reason it works is because they both kick in simultaneously.
How long is he skipping the grapes? 30 days?
One set of 30 or one set of 30?
Okay, so, what I was thinking of, actually, were you through? I'm sorry, I made that around. What I was thinking of is ant paste.
What?
Ant paste.
And paste.
If you eat ant paste, you get, I think, with five times. Why? Because each one of the asurim now piles on each other. So why don't we say that?
No. The reason it gets five malchus is the Torah wrote five love.
Exactly. So that's exactly my point. I'm aware of that. But what you see is that they do take action, each on the other. Because
not each on the other. The Torah said, for this Avera, we have five love. It's not that you accept or did anything to bring it on.
You're saying there's completely separable love.
Right.
Okay,
I hear
you. Right. I hear you saying. Nothing about Avera. Masi Rav Amnuna. Nazir Lahazir. Lameh Shanaziris Chalanaziris. We need a pusik to teach me that one Naziris can go on the top of the other one. That's what the Braisa says. We learned it out of a pusik. We coded that back on Gimel Amud Beis. The Gemara was directing God to Bahazir for Yadois. One Mandiyama said it to teach me Naziris is Chal of Naziris. So to Gemara, why would I need a pusik? Why would I think Naziris is not Chal of Naziris? Zuck the Brisa. This is the Brisa talking. Shiyachol, I would think to say. Leidinu, it's logical. Ma'ashvua chamura. Ma'adak shvua, which is more severe than Aziris. And the Gemara is going to explain later on why it's more severe. Ein shvua chalal shvua, you can't make two shvuas on the same thing. Right? Naziris kala lekoshkein? For sure, Naziris, which is not as severe, for sure you should not be able to make two Naziris on the same thing. If Shul was just so severe, you can't do it. The Zeris, which is less severe, you shouldn't be able to do it. Talmud Loim and Nazir Lahazir. That's why the Pasuk wrote Nazir Lahazir, Lamed, Mikan, Shanaziris, Chalam, Naziris. Now, which case do I need a Pasuk? If I need a Pasuk, that means logic would have told me it doesn't work. So a Pasuk comes and says, don't go with your logic, it works. Now, for simple cases that I can figure out logically, I don't need a pasuk. Obviously, I'm looking at a case that I couldn't figure out logically. Now, the guy said he's a nazir today and a nazir tomorrow. So tomorrow adds a day. So that's logical that it kicks in. He's adding a day. And every day means 30 days because there's no Naziris less than 30 days. So it makes sense that it's Chal. I don't need a pasuk for that. That's simple Svara. Ella must be loved. I'm already Nazir Hayayim. Where logic would say you can't do something that's already there. Cutting Naziris Chal on Naziris. And it says Naziris is Chal on Naziris. So by the fact that I need a pasuk, doesn't that show me that Shmuel is right and Ravuna's wrong? For Ravuna's case, I don't need a pasuk. And for the Gemara, Hagamaiskinon, that's a Tibor of Stainless Zeres with Basacha. I need a plastic that if you try to do both simultaneously, they both work. Because logic would say, if you can't do them subsequently, you can't do them simultaneously. Bye, period.
I have a question. What does it mean that Nasir is more somber than Tua? Tua is more somber than Tua?
Well, the Gemara is going to get to that in a minute. So we haven't gotten there yet. Dr. Ash, Akwaboy, Milsa de Pshite, the Kibish Loyotu Dwar Vachranam of Atolami Bev, since people don't waste words. She has Batayse Echad, has an additional day on the Zirish Kibalolov. The absence of Zirish, like the Eliyah Mechad. Can't have a Zirish for one day. Because Akarcha, so she has a Zirish like Shemyai. That's logical. That's a Kibalolov, she has a Zirish with Asachas. If Amar Arei Alai, Shtei Naziris, L'chayra Pashatum and Rishayna. That is simpler. Okay, so the Rosh has a problem. Why is that a chiddush to say that the two can kick in simultaneous?
Not the
zero,
the
zero, right. So why is that a bigger chiddush than the one before of a rainy nazir yom and a zemachar? A shetala b'achila. The sal kedai d'kol ma shetala b'achila achas chanda nazirisi. Because he said a rainy nazir maichol, a rainy nazir maichol. So therefore I would think since it's one eating, it only kicks in one. That's what the rest of the chiddush is, that since he said it twice, both kick in. That's how the Rosh learns it's a bigger chiddush. Because he said he's going to become a Nazir if he eats, he's going to become a Nazir if he eats. Then he ate one time. So logic would say, one eating is one Naziris. Comes Naziris, call on Naziris to say, one eating means both. That's how the Rosh learns the Gemara. Frank the Gemara. My chumra did a shvua mineger. Why is shvua more severe? Is it because Shua can go, I won't sleep, I won't talk? We had severities in nether. You can make a nether. Sukkah is banned from me. Tillin is banned from me. It works. Shua is considered more severe because Hashem expressed something by Shua that he didn't say by any other Isser, really. He said, Kilo Yinaka Hashem. Hashem will not cleanse a person who swears falsely. The Torah does not say Hashem will not cleanse a person who eats pig. It doesn't say Hashem will not cleanse a person who was Mechal Yom Tov. But the Torah does say, in fact, the Torah never says Hashem won't cleanse a person who violates the Torah, who violates the Zirah. These are all lavim. One lav, the Torah says, Hashem said, I will not absolve the person for swearing falsely. He loves you, Naka.
Is that Shur Shav?
Shur Shav and Shur Shekhar, both. Pashas,
no,
both.
The Ten Commandments, what is that?
Rashi says, one Shav means Shav, and one Shav means Shekhar. Rashi on the Ten Commandments.
No, I'm saying, Rashi says, right. What you told him. But you can't never get cleansed.
So the Gemara Yuma explains that even though every love Yom Kippur absolves the
right.
On Shua Shav and Shua Sheker, one needs Yisurim like Chai Vikrisis. That love rises to the severity of something that's Chai Vikrisis, even though he's not Chai Vikrisis. The Gemara Yuma. That's practical application. Now, in Musar, in Tshuva, in relationship to Hashem, Shua is a Chumra that's not equaled by Neder, or by Naziris. Or by any other Chai V'Lav.
That's not what we were looking
for. Exactly. Yes. Yeah.
I think I forgot the whole story. Naziris is a Neder that's Chal on him, not on a Chai Chavis, right?
That's not so simple. There's three sheets.
That's what I want to ask.
There's three shittas in Naziris. One shitta says Naziris is a neder that's chavarim, but it doesn't take you away in Aka. And one says Naziris is chal on the items, because it's called a neder. And one says Nazirus is a third category. It's I accept of myself what the Torah puts on with Nazirus. Let me explain. The guy does not say, I will not eat wine, I will not be the common place, and I will not, this is the 30th Shabbat, not take a haircut. He doesn't say that. He says he wants to be a Nazir.
Without any
he doesn't specify anything.
He's not making a tie.
He's not, yeah. Nazirus has three prohibitions. He doesn't have to say the three prohibitions. By saying he wants to be a Nazir, the three kick in.
But if he doesn't make a
tonight, why should he make a tonight? Let's say a guy wants to become another.
This one's another. Isn't that a shvur?
No.
Why
an acceptance of that law of the zeros. I don't hear an oath. You hear the words of an oath? I swear.
Isn't when he says both words, isn't that a shvur itself?
No. I'm going to New York. Is that a shvur?
Okay. If he says,
I'm going to New York. Is that a shvur?
I guess not, because we haven't learned how to make... No,
there is no shua. The shua means you say an oath. What does an oath mean?
If you're the son's name.
That's not like you say them. But you for sure have to say some word that says something about oath.
He says haray a lie.
Haray a lie is a nether.
But it's on him. There's no
chesed. Yes, there is. Wine, grapes, haircut.
Automatic.
So some learn that Aziris is not an Issa Gavra, not an Issa Chepta, it's a new Issa called Issa Tyra. He didn't ban the items, and he didn't ban himself. He accepted the Tyra law of Aziris. So there's three different sheetahs in the Rishayim about how Nazir works. And a lot of yeshiva charade on this. A lot of talk about this. There's Shimon and all the yeshiva charade. This is makes for a lot of shiurim in yeshiva. Yes?
So, simply, he seems to be skipping over
Nazir. Yeah, because it's totally, there's a machlokes yeshiva that exists.
Okay.
So, even though
it seems to have existed at least once.
Only, that's the question. It doesn't exist, right? According to many yeshiva, nobody can become a Nazir Shimshon.
Okay. You say
that
my instructions are?
So some erase it and some don't, because you can't be boxers on the Zira Simpson. That's why the more fancy your sitter is, the more parentheses they'll come. You can't say the Zira Simpson because the Gemara says the Zira Simpson is not removable. The Machlokes Rishayim, can a person become a Nazir Shimshon? Pashtus, I mean, Gemara will have. But Hashem, you know, we can't, as I said before, we can't do Shas on one day. After we finish the Dorm, believe that, we will learn. I'm glad. He always says very nicely.
Haray Nazir, then he stopped there. Haray Nazir, Ayyom.
He doesn't have to say Ayyom. Because Haray Nazir
where there do you see anything that says Nazir? He'd say a lie. I forget the word a lie. Haray Nazir. Where do you see anything that says it's a Nazir?
I'm accepting of myself what the Torah said about Nazirus. That's what it says. Harani. What is Harani?
Harani, that means Shrua.
The Machlokes is that again. Not a Shrua.
No, no, no. You don't say the word Shrua to make a Shrua.
You
ever said what's Shrua?
I'm going to New York. Is that a Shrua? But if a guy says, I swear I'm going to New York, is that a Shrua? Yes, it is. See, what confuses everybody's Kabbalah is Bar Mitzvah. Because I'm saying I'm going to do a Mitzvah, that becomes obligatory. Right? So, you think, therefore, you say anything, it's obligatory. Not true. I'm going to New York, it's not a Mitzvah. And therefore, if it's not a mitzvah, I'm not obligated. I don't have to be matter. I don't have to. Never kicked in. I'm eating steak for breakfast. Don't eat steak for breakfast. You're probably our favorite, not a mitzvah. Doesn't have to say I'm going to New York Blin Eder. It's good to say these things because a lot of times people say things in Archow. So in order to avoid it, say Blin Eder. But it's not an Eder anyway. I'm going to a restaurant to eat tonight. There's no mitzvah.
756:14.
Today's
another minute, right? It's
right. You can't put on film today to 6:56.
756:14.
seconds.
756. And Yankee Climber would say 24 seconds.
I would never disagree with
Rabbi Climber.
I talk with him.
In fact, on Friday, it's 7:59, I think.
Yeah, I think he told me
yesterday. 58 plus seconds.
Okay.
So, no, sorry, 57 and 50 some seconds, right?
So actually,
I said 7:58.
Right. Many Frankfurt put on the one between Brooks and Chandra, and so we're
right again. In Cleveland, you see, now when I was in Baltimore, people kept 36 minutes for Yakir, 45 minutes for Yakir. I never heard anybody say 60 minutes. Came to Cleveland, they were putting on till 60 minutes before Nate. So I said, my high. I went to Rabbi Bloom. I said, where did that come from? Rabbi Yashar said 36. Rabbi Yashar said 45. Where does this